Barbarian tribes of Rome, the Celts, geography, and their language. Now, one of the most interesting aspects of Celtic history is just how widespread it was. However, despite the presence of many different Celtic cultures throughout all of Europe, there was never one unified Celtic culture, which could perhaps explain why many of the Celtic societies throughout Europe eventually disappeared or were absorbed into other cultures. Still, the scope of Celtic society in Europe is quite impressive. Some of the most prominent Celtic settlements were located near the Hallstatt zone, which is now Germany and the Czech Republic. But we know that the Celts were numerous and powerful in France from the writings of the Romans, who refer to the Celts as Gauls. The Celts also had considerable presence in the Iberian Peninsula, mainly along the northern coast of modern-day regions of Galicia, Asturias, and Cantabria. Celtic civilizations were also found in the Alps of northern Italy, as well as in the modern-day nations of Serbia, Ukraine, Bulgaria, and Turkey. There is some evidence to suggest that the Celts made it as far as Egypt, however, they never established a settlement there. Lastly, the Celts established a considerable presence on the lands we now call the British Isles. This particular branch of the Celtic culture is referred to as the Insular Celts. They spoke their own version of the Celtic language known as Insular Celtic, and it's believed they settled the region during the Iron Age expansion of Celtic culture. All of the remnants of Celtic culture and language that still exist today can be traced back to the Insular Celts, which is why most people today associate Celtic culture with England, Ireland, Scotland, and Wales. But as we can see, Celtic culture was prevalent in many more places throughout Europe and beyond. Language. Despite the lack of a political unification among the Celtic cultures, their many different civilizations are connected and identified with one another mainly because of their linguistic similarities. The Celtic languages descend from Proto-Celtic, which is believed to have developed during the Hallstatt period, 1200 BCE to 450 BCE. It is a branch of the Indo-European linguistic group, meaning it belongs to the same family of languages, which has produced modern-day tongues such as English, Spanish, French, German, Hindi, Punjab, Persian, Italian, and Portuguese. Within the Celtic linguistic group, there are two main branches, continental and insular. Insular Celtic refers to the versions of the language spoken in what is now England, Scotland, Ireland, Wales, and Brittany. And Continental Celtic refers to the versions spoken throughout the rest of Europe. Continental Celtic is extinct, whereas Insular Celtic still exists, although it is spoken as a distinct language of Gaelic, Welsh, Scottish Gaelic, Breton, spoken in Brittany, France, and to a lesser extent, Manx, spoken on the Isle of Man, and Cornish, spoken in Cornwall. The various Celtic languages still spoken today are typically divided into either Brittonic or Goidelic, also known as Gaelic. Celtic is spoken in some regions on continental Europe, but these linguistic groups speak a variation of Breton, which was brought to the region by British settlers. Other Celtic languages, such as Celtiberian, Galician, and Gaulish, are no longer spoken in modern times. There are other regional languages, such as Lusitanian, spoken in parts of the Iberian Peninsula, Raetian, spoken in part of Switzerland and Austria, and Pictish, now extinct but once an important language in the British Isles, that may have originated from the Celtic language but whose true origin remains a mystery. Examples of written Celtic first emerged in the 6th century BCE, but many examples of written Celtic still remain due to the rich literary tradition that developed in different parts of the Celtic world, specifically Ireland. This tradition helped the Celts establish and spread their culture. It also led to the spread of their religion and mythology, but also in post-Roman times. Before the Romans, writing was discouraged and even forbidden, which has left modern scholars in the dark when it comes to deciphering information about the Celts. The lack of a unified political structure and primary sources before the middle of the last millennium BCE make it difficult to pinpoint the true origins of Celtic culture. However, the emergence of the Celtic language between 1200 and 800 BCE, plus references made to the Celts by the Greeks and the Romans, helps us gain a good understanding of where this culture came from and how it spread and developed to be one of the largest, most influential languages in ancient Europe. Now, next time we'll look at the migrations of the Celts. Now, the sources for this, the Germanic people, their origin, expansion, and culture by Owen, the civilization of the steppes by Conrad, and the history of the barbarians, which is a whole series on different groups. And this would, of course, be the Celt version. So I hope you enjoyed that. And as always, don't forget to come by the website, summahistorica.com or historyaccordingtobob.com, and ask a question, leave a comment, check out our merchandise, and if you like what we're doing, please feel free to support us. Thank you very much.